Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast on swimming pool compliance was created by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday the 10th of August 2018. In a recent CPD session, the following question was asked. If I manage a property that has a swimming pool, and the tenants are on a continuation clause and have been since before the swimming pool legislation was effective, do I need to provide the tenants with a compliance certificate? After some conversation, it was advised that the landlord had specifically requested that the tenants do not receive a new lease because the landlord is aware that the swimming pool would not pass a compliance audit for that certificate to be given. The landlord has read the Swimming Pools Act 1992 and does not believe that it requires them to provide a compliance certificate unless they are entering into a new lease or renewing their current lease. Without even considering the duty of care issues that may arise for the property manager and the landlord should the pool not be compliant, and the potential for a tenant or visitor to be injured or worse because of the lack of safety requirements, we will for the moment only look at the wording of the legislation and guidance materials provided by New South Wales Fair Trading. The swimming pool safety guidance materials all state words to the effect: the landlord must ensure that a valid swimming pool certificate of compliance exists for the property before entering into a new or renewed residential tenancy agreement for the property. The guidelines and the legislation do not appear to deal retrospectively and accordingly have allowed a loophole for non-compliant landlords to use to get out of maintaining their obligations as the previously mentioned landlord appears to be doing. It could be argued from a best practice standpoint that the landlord has an obligation to ensure that they attempt to maintain compliance with legislation, and it is very clear within the Residential Tenancies Act 2010 that a landlord has a legal obligation to ensure the property they lease to a tenant is safe and habitable, regardless of whether the tenancy is under a current lease or in a continuation clause. Section 52 of the Residential Tenancies Act 2010. 1. A landlord must provide the residential premises in a reasonable state of cleanliness and fit for habitation by the tenant. 2. A landlord must not interfere with the supply of gas, electricity, water, telecommunication services, or other services to the residential premises unless the interference is necessary to avoid danger to any person or to enable maintenance or repairs to be carried out. 3. A landlord must comply with the landlord's statutory obligations relating to the health or safety of the residential premises. Note: such obligations include obligations relating to swimming pools under the Swimming Pools Act 1992. 4. This section is a term of every residential tenancy agreement. The property manager should, to his or her best efforts, ensure that the property is safe for the tenant and that the tenancy is compliant in every way possible, including the issuing of a compliance certificate for swimming pools. This may be a case where it is better for the agent to end their management. If the landlord does not take the recommendations of the agent, it can make for a very tough relationship.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.